Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Today is August 10th, 2020, and we have three great things for you today. Tron is back. The director, Garth Davis, who made the movie Lion, starring Dev Patel, is set to direct Disney's new Tron movie with Jared Leto. If you don't know who Jared Leto is, I highly suggest you Google him. If you don't know who Garth Davis is, well, go watch Lion. Davis is better known for his smaller artsy house films over the years, like Mary Magdalene and the 2016 drama Lion, but now he is going to be given a big budget project, Tron. Leto is producing, along with Justin Springer and Emma Ludbrook, and they're taking a new look at Tron. If you remember, the latest film from Tron was the 2010 Tron Legacy. It was a kind of good. I didn't really like it that much. I think they relied way too much on CGI and they kind of lost the story. But that's just my take on it. But it's great to see that the new installment is going to happen. Davis coming onto the project signals the next installment may finally happen, but insiders still stress a green light has not been fully given. The film is still in development, but including Garth Davis, who is a pretty well-known director, is a push in the right direction for the franchise. So we'll have to see what the next steps are for this movie itself. Overall, Tron itself has done fantastic. The film did go on to have box office success. They're talking about Tron Legacy, bringing in almost $400 million globally. But even so, the plans for a sequel past Tron Legacy have been slow to come to fruition until today. So the good thing is that Tron potentially might be back, getting some momentum behind Jared Leto and Garth Davis, but it's still to be fully confirmed whether the movie will have a release date and will go into full production mode. But the good news is definitely that there's some traction in the right direction. Our second good thing of the day is actually my Twitter friend, Brian Jefferson, who is a fantastic product guy and self-proclaimed think boy, who put out a new article today. He writes on his Substack, but he also writes on Medium. And as someone who loves new products and the NBA, I love this combination of something that is traditionally not related to the NBA, and then related to the NBA and finding the synergy between the two. The article is titled The Societal Value of Tim Duncan. I highly, highly suggest head over to Medium, go search for it, and read the article. It's a 3-minute read, and Bryant does a fantastic job of breaking down what a polymath is, why people should be polymaths, and why people should be more like Timmy. If you don't know who Tim Duncan is, oof, go watch some old school basketball because he is known as the big fundamental. He is the guy when it comes to boring, old school, very fundamental basketball. You won't see him in any flashy highlight reels of doing dunks from the free throw line, of showing up players, doing crossovers, breaking ankles. He was the definition of a guy who will give you a very, very boring but efficient 20-10 every night, especially at the peak of his career with David Robinson in what is known as the Twin Towers offense back in the days of the heyday of the San Antonio Spurs. Then once David Robinson retired, it became the trio for the Spurs, Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan, and Tony Parker. And if I'm alienating you folks that don't know basketball, those are two generations of Spurs teams that had massive success. They both won multiple championships under the head coach of Greg Popovich. They had many battles with my hometown Phoenix Suns. And even though I don't like the Spurs, just based on the history they have with my hometown NBA team, the Phoenix Suns, I can appreciate a man like Tim Duncan who was so ingrained on the fundamentals that it became part of his character, his career, and what he's known for. And the article that Bryant wrote not only talks about how you can have a mental model when it comes to fundamentals, but how you can cross-apply that from just the NBA and how Tim Duncan excelled in the NBA by focusing on the fundamentals, but you can take that and cross-apply it to many other parts of your life. To become a full polymath doesn't necessarily mean that you need to have expertise in art, history, science, video, etc. It just means you have to have a fundamental understanding of something, and that is where you can create yourself to be someone who is a fully broad and intellectual. So highly suggest you read it. I think I actually am going to start writing more on my Substack so I can get that newsletter out, as well as on my Medium for some thought pieces, because I feel like I have a lot of thoughts. I have this podcast as somewhat of an outlet for my audio, but I do want to get back to the written form as I used to back in the day. So highly suggest you go check it out. Good thing is definitely a little mention of Timmy. You don't see him in the spotlight anymore because he's now fully retired and very happy with his life. But I'm just glad that people are putting out more articles about these crossovers between the NBA and life. Our third good thing actually comes from the YouTube duo Colin and Samir. And if you don't know who they are, go to YouTube, search them up, go watch any of their videos. I've highlighted a few of their videos on this podcast before. This video specifically is going to be deleted in less than 20 hours as of 4 p.m. PST when I'm recording this podcast. So go to YouTube, go watch it. It's a three-part update on different things that are happening with Colin and Samir, and specifically that YouTube channel, and where they are going and why they are doing this update. Now, what's really interesting, specifically without getting into the video just yet, is they're actually trying an A/B test where they're changing the thumbnail of the video every 4 hours. Very interesting A, B, C, D, E, F, G test, because it'll be 6 different thumbnails before the video is fully deleted. Right, every 4 hours it's going to go up for 24 hours total. They already changed the thumbnail once, and they're going to change it every 4 hours since then. So interesting to see how different strategies are playing out. This one specifically is quite unique, where you change the thumbnail every 4 hours, as they said on Twitter. And the thumbnails themselves aren't that different, but there are different time values. So there may be a little bit of difference in viewership and subscribers based on that, but only time will tell how that actually plays out in reality. Now, obviously, if you're a longtime subscriber of Colin and Samir, you're probably one of the first people to get the notification for the new video, and then you watched it. That's the case for me. I saw the notification immediately, decided to drop what I was doing, watch the 8-minute video about the update, about what's happening to them, and then I was done. So I don't really care anymore if the video is going to be deleted. But if you were not a subscriber and you did not get that notification and you did not know that they posted, then I wonder if you get there and it says 1 hour left or 2 hours left or 5 hours left, is that more likely to get you to click on the video? I don't know, and only time will tell. I think it's a very interesting test that they're doing, specifically for this video that is solely about them. It's not about a giveaway, it's not about anything else. It's just about their video itself. Without going deep into the video, because I highly suggest you watch it before the time runs out, go to the Colin and Samir YouTube channel and watch the video. It covers the 3 different parts of their life right now. They have a giveaway that they mention. They have a studio that they talk about. And then they talk about their YouTube channel specifically as well. And they address a few things that I've always wondered. For example, why do they shoot these episodes in the car? No one else really does that I follow and watch. No one shoots their YouTube videos only in a car. And they address that on the video, and they tell you exactly why they do that, especially for the last few videos for their series called The Breakdown, where they break down different topics. So go to YouTube and definitely check out the new Colin and Samir video. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. That's it for today's edition of the Three Good Things podcast. Thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. The main reason I do this podcast is because I've been told that I don't talk good long form. So this podcast is for me to talk gooder. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on any platform. My handle is @shardulgo. That's S-H-A-R-D-U-L-G-O across everything. And if you want to be a guest or provide me with feedback, shoot me a DM. My DMs are always open, and I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Three Good Things, and I will see you tomorrow.